A Night Out by Harold Pinter, with Sheila Hancock, Jonathan Moore, and Brenda Blethyn.
Albert! Albert!
Dun, 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 dun.
I've been calling you. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Didn't you hear me call you, Albert? I've been calling you from upstairs.
You see my tie?
Oh, I say, I'll have to put the flag out.
What do you mean?
Cleaning your shoes, Albert. Mm-hmm. I'll have to put the flag out, won't I? What are you looking for?
My tie. The striped one, the blue one.
The bulb's gone in Grandma's room.
Oh, is it?
That's what I was calling you about. I went in, switched on the light, and the bulb had gone. Aren't those your best trousers, Albert? What have you put on your best trousers for?
Look, Mum, where's my tie? The blue one. The blue tie. Where is it? You know the one I mean. The blue stripe one. I gave it to you this morning.
What do you want your tie for?
I want to put it on. I asked you to press it for me this morning. I gave it to you this morning, before you went to work, didn't I?
Well, your dinner will be ready soon. You can look for it afterwards. Lay the table, there's a good boy.
Why should I look for it afterwards? You know where it is now.
You've got 5 minutes. Go down to the cellar, Albert. Get a bulb and put it in Grandma's room. Go on.
I don't know why you keep calling that room Grandma's room. She's been dead 10 years.
Albert!
I mean, it's just a junk room. That's all it is.
Albert, that's no way to speak about your grandma. You know that as well as I do.
I'm not saying a word against Grandma.
You'll upset me in a minute. You'll go on like that.
I'm not going on about anything.
Yes, you are. Now, why don't you go and put a bulb in Grandma's room, and by the time you come down, I'll have your dinner on the table.
I can't go down to the cellar. I've got my best trousers on. I've got a white shirt on.
You're dressing up tonight, aren't you? Dressing up, cleaning your shoes. Anyone would think you were going to the Ritz.
I'm not going to the Ritz.
What do you mean you're not going to the Ritz?
What do you mean?
The way you said you're not going to the Ritz, it sounded like you're going somewhere else.
I am.
You're going out?
You know I'm going out. I told you I was going out. I told you last week. I told you this morning. Look, where's my tie? Where's my tie? I'm late already. Oh, come on, Mum, where did you put it?
What about your dinner?
I told you, I haven't got time. Wait a minute. Aha! Here it is.
You can't wear that tie. I haven't pressed it.
You have. Look at it. Of course you have. It's beautifully pressed. It's fine.
Where are you going?
Mum, I've told you, honestly, 3 times. Honestly, I told you 3 times I had to go out tonight.
No, you didn't. I thought you were joking.
I'm not going. I'm just going to Mr. King's. I've told you. You don't believe me.
You're going to Mr. King's?
Mr. Ryan's leaving. You know Ryan. He's leaving the firm. It's been 8 years. So Mr. King's giving a sort of party for him at his house. Well, not exactly a party, not a party, just a few, you know. Anyway, we're all invited. I've got to go. Everyone else is going. I've got to go. I don't want to go, but I've got to.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, I won't be late. I don't want to go. I'd much rather stay with you.
Would you?
You know I would. Who wants to go to Mr. King's party?
We were going to have our game of cards.
Well, we can't have our game of cards.
Put the bulb in Grandma's room, Albert.
I told you I'm not going down to the cellar in me white shirt. There's no light in the cellar either. I'll be pitch black in 5 minutes looking for them bulbs.
I told you to put the light in the cellar. I told you yesterday.
Well, I can't do it now.
If we had a light in the cellar, you'd be able to see where the bulbs were. You don't expect me to go down in the cellar.
I don't know why we keep bulbs in the cellar.
Your father would turn in his grave if he heard you raise your voice to me. You're all I've got, Albert. I want you to remember that. I haven't got anyone else. I want you to bear that in mind.
I'm sorry. I raised my voice. I've got to go.
Albert.
What?
I want to ask you a question.
What?
Are you leading a clean life?
A clean life?
You're not leading an unclean life, are you?
What are you talking about?
You're not messing about with girls, are you? You're not going to go messing about with girls tonight.
Don't be so ridiculous.
Answer me, Albert. I'm your mother.
I don't know any girls.
If you're going to the firm's party, there'll be girls there, won't there? Girls from the office.
Oh, I don't like them, any of them.
You promise?
Promise what?
That you won't upset your father.
Oh, my father? How can I upset me father? Look, you're always talking about upsetting people who are dead.
Oh, Albert, you don't know how you hurt me. You don't know the hurtful way you've got. Speaking of your poor father like that.
But he is dead.
He's not. He's living in here. And this is his house.
Look, Mum, I won't be late. And I won't...
But what about your dinner? It's nearly ready.
Oh, Celia and Kedge are waiting for me. I've told you not to cook dinner this morning. Just because you never listen...
Well, what am I going to do while you're out? I can't go into Grandma's room because there's no light. I can't go down to the cellar in the dark. We were going to have a game of cards. It's Friday night. What about our game of rummy?
Give us a cheese roll as well, will you?
Make it two.
Make it two.
Two cheese rolls.
What are these? Sausages?
There's pork sausages.
You want a sausage?
Oh, no, thanks.
Yeah, you're right.
Two cheese rolls. What about these sausages? You want them or don't you?
Just the rolls, mate.
Two cheese, two rolls, makes one and eight.
There'll be plenty to eat at the party.
I'll bet.
Hey.
What?
Your mate was there not long ago.
Which mate?
Had a cup of tea, didn't he, Fred? Sitting over there he was on a bench. Said he was going home to change, but tell you he'd be back.
Oh.
Not gone more than about 45 minutes.
One and eight from half a dollar leaves you 10 pennies.
Just. Anyway, he told me to tell you when I see you he was coming back.
Thanks very much.
Well, I hope it won't be long. I don't want to miss a boost.
You think there'll be much there, do you?
Yes. He was sitting over there.
Who was?
Your mate.
Oh, yeah?
Sitting over there he was, took his cup of tea, went and sat down. Didn't he, Fred? He sat there looking very compressed with himself.
Very what?
Compressed. I thought he was looking compressed, didn't you, Fred?
Depressed. He means depressed.
No wonder. What about that game on Saturday, eh?
You were going to tell me. You haven't told me yet.
What game? Fulham?
No, the firm. Firm's got a team, see? Play on Saturdays.
Who'd you play?
Other firms.
You boys in the team, are you?
Yeah. I've been off sick, though. I didn't play last week.
Sick, eh? You want to try one of my sausages, don't you, Henry?
Oh, yeah.
What happened with the game, then?
Well, when you couldn't play, Gidney moved out, but the left back.
He's a left half.
I know he's a left half. I said to Gidney myself, I said to him, look, why don't you go left back, Gidney? He said, nah, I'm too valuable at centre half.
He didn't, did he?
Yeah, well, you know who was on the right wing, don't you? Connor.
Who? Tony Connor?
Nah, you know Connor. What's the matter with you? You played against Connor yourself.
Oh, what's his name? Mickey Connor?
Yes.
I thought we'd given up the game.
Nah, what are you talking about? He plays for the printing works, plays outside right for the printing works.
He's a good ball player, that Connor, isn't he?
Look, I said to Albert before the kickoff, Connor's on the right wing, I said, play your normal game. I told him 6 times before the kickoff.
What's the good of him playing his normal game? He's a left half, he's not a left back.
Yes, but he's a defensive left half, isn't he? That's why I told him to play his normal game. You don't want to worry about Connor, I said. He's a good ball player, but not all that good.
Oh, he's good, though.
No one's denying he's good, but he's not all that good. I mean, he's not tip-top. You know what I mean?
He's fast.
Well, he's fast, but he's not all that fast, is he?
Well, not all that fast.
What about Levy? was Levy fast?
Oh, Levy was a sprinter.
He was a dasher, Levy. All he knew was run.
He could move.
Yeah, but look how Albert played him. He cut him off. He played him out of the game. And Levy's faster than Connor.
Yeah, but he wasn't so clever, though.
Well, what about Foxall?
Who? Lou Foxall?
Nah, you're talking about Lou Fox. I'm talking about Sandy Foxall.
Oh, the winger.
Sure. He was a very smart ball player, Foxall. But what did Albert do? He played his normal game. He let him come. He waited for him. And Connor's not as clever as Foxall.
He's clever, though.
God, blimey. I know he's clever, but he's not as clever as Foxall, is he?
The trouble is with Connor, he's fast too, isn't he?
But if Albert would have played his normal game... He played a game foreign to him.
How many did Connor get?
He made 3 and scored 2.
No wonder he's depressed, old Albert.
Ah, well, he was very depressed after the game, I can tell you. And, of course, Gidney was after him, of course, you know, Gidney.
That bird.
Yes, he was sitting over there where you are now. Wasn't he, Brad? Looking very compressed with himself. Light-haired bloke, isn't he?
Yeah, light-haired.
Albert? Albert? Where are you going?
Out.
Your dinner's ready.
I'm sorry. I haven't got time to have it.
Look at your suit. You're not going out with your suit in that state, are you?
What's the matter with it?
It needs a good brush. That's what's the matter with it. You can't go out like that. Come on, come here and I'll give it a brush.
Oh, it's all right.
Come on.
No.
Turn round. No, stand still.
Oh.
You can't go out and disgrace me, Albert. If you've got to go out, you've got to look nice. There. That's better. I didn't tell you what I made for you, did I? I made it specially. I made shepherd's pie tonight.
Mum, the tie's all right. Well, ta-da.
Albert, wait a minute. Where's your handkerchief?
What handkerchief?
You haven't got a handkerchief in your breast pocket.
Well, that doesn't matter, does it?
Doesn't matter. I should say it does matter. Just a minute. Here you are. A nice, clean one. You mustn't let me down, you know. You've got to be properly dressed. Your father was always properly dressed. You'd never see him without a handkerchief in his breast pocket. He always looked like a gentleman.
Time we were there.
We'll give him 5 minutes.
I bet his mum's combing his hair for him, eh? You ever met her, Seeley?
Who?
His mother.
Yes.
What's she like?
She's all right.
All right, is she?
I told you. I just said she was all right.
Now, what I mean is, he always gets a bit niggly when she's mentioned, doesn't he? A bit touchy. You notice that?
Yes.
Why is that then?
I don't know. What are you asking me for?
I don't know. I just thought you might sort of... Well, I mean, you know him better than I do, didn't you? Of course, he don't let much slip, does he, old Albert?
Ah, not much.
He's a bit deep, really, isn't he?
Yes, he's a bit deep.
Secretive.
What do you mean, secretive? What are you talking about?
I was just saying he was secretive.
What are you talking about? What do you mean he's secretive?
You said yourself he was deep.
I said he was deep. I didn't say he was secretive.
Hello, Albert.
Hello.
That's a nice bit of clobber you got on there.
Very fair, very fair.
Yeah, fits you like a glove.
Well, come on, catch you 36 round the corner.
Wait a minute. I don't think I feel like going, actually.
What are you talking about?
I don't feel like it, that's all.
Well, we're all out drink later.
No, I've just got a bit of an headache.
That's the bloke. That's the bloke was here before, isn't it, Fred? I gave him your message, son.
Oh,
didn't I?
Thanks.
You did, mate. Yes,
well, what's going on? You coming or what?
Nah, I feel a bit, you know...
Don't you know who'll be there tonight, Albert?
Oh.
Joyce.
Joyce? Well, what about it?
And Eileen.
Well, so what?
And Betty. Betty will be there. They'll all be there.
Betty? Who's Betty?
Betty? What do you mean? You don't know Betty?
There's no girl in the office called Betty.
Betty! The dark bit. The new one. The one that came in last week. The little one in the corner.
Oh, no. Is her name Betty? I thought it was...
Betty. Her name's Betty.
I've been calling her Hitty.
anyway. She'll be there. She's raring to go, that one.
Well, you go then.
Albert, what's the matter with you, mate? It's wine, women and song tonight.
I see them every day, don't I? What's new in that?
You frightened Gidney will be after you then, because of the game.
What do you mean?
Go on, everyone has a bad game, Albert.
Yes, they do, don't they?
I played against Connor myself once. He's tricky. He's a very tricky player.
Yes.
Clever player, Connor.
What's Gidney got to do with it, Kedge?
Well, you know what he is.
What?
Well, he's captain of the team, isn't he, for a bang-off?
You think I'm frightened of Gidney?
I didn't say you
Gidney's
were...
Gidney's all right. What's the matter with Gidney?
Yes, what's wrong with him?
Nothing. There's nothing wrong with him. He's a nice bloke. He's a charmer, isn't he?
The cream of the cream. Well, come on, you come in a while.
Yeah, all right, I'll come.
Just a minute. 20 ways, mate.
How's your mum, Albert?
All right.
That's the idea.
Only got wood.
How to?
What do you mean, how's my mum?
I just asked how she was, that's all.
Why shouldn't she be all right?
I didn't say she wasn't.
Well, she is.
Well, that's all right then, isn't it?
What are you getting at?
I don't know. What's the matter with you tonight, Albert?
What's up now? Kid just suddenly asks how my mother is.
Just a friendly question, that's all. God, you can't even ask a bloke how his mother is now without him getting niggly.
Well, what's he suddenly
asking? He's just asking a friendly question, mate. What's the matter with you?
Ah.
Well, how is she then?
Oh, she's fine. What about yours?
Fine, fine.
Mine's fine too, you know. Great. Absolutely great. A marvel for her age, my mother is. Of course, she had me very late.
Well, are you coming or not? Or what?
I'm coming.
I'm coming.
Mr. Ryan?
Oh, yes.
Enjoying the party, are you?
Oh, yes. The bicycle, honestly, really keeps you up to the mark. Out in the morning, on the bike, through the town, air in your lungs, muscles working. But you arrive at work... You arrive at work fresh. You know what I mean? Uplifted.
Not so good in a row.
It refreshes you. Clears the cobwebs.
You don't walk to work, do you, Kidney?
Me? I've got the car.
Now, I drive too, of course. But I often think seriously of taking up cycling again. I often think very seriously about it, you know.
Nice party, isn't it, Mr. Ryan?
Oh, yes.
It sounds like a dream, Betty, you know that.
I don't.
You do, honest. Like a dream. Like a dream come true.
Oh, you're just saying that.
Kitch looks all right again, doesn't he? What was the matter with him? I've forgotten.
Stomach trouble.
Yeah, not enough exercise. You'll have to see you get more exercise, Kedge.
You never said a truer word, Mr. King.
Well, you don't look in bad trim to me, Mr. King.
I must admit it.
He'll never get to the last lap of that one, I can tell you.
Now, you young men, that's quite enough of that. More than that.
What are you laughing at, Stokes?
What?
Oh, sorry, I thought you were laughing.
I was laughing. I made a joke.
Oh, yeah, of course. Sorry. We've got Kedge back at left back next Saturday.
Yes, excuse me.
That's a lovely pair of shoes you're wearing, Gidney.
Oh, do you think so?
Oh, they're the best. The very best, aren't they, Albert? Gidney always wears a nice pair of shoes, doesn't he? You noticed it. There's one thing I'll say about you, Gidney. You carry your feet well.
Who's gonna dance?
I'll give you a trot.
Don't you dance, Stokes?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you? You will excuse me, won't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Ryan, enjoying the party?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's nice to see a lot of young people enjoying themselves.
Oh, yes.
Of course, it's all in your honour, old man. Yeah, let's fill you up. You'll be the oldest man in the office, after you've gone.
No, give me. Why should I?
Oh, go on. Just for a look.
What for?
For a look. Just for a look.
You've got an evil mind, you have.
No, it'll amuse me, that's all. I feel like being amused.
Well, I'm not going to.
Yeah, you wouldn't know how to anyway.
Oh, wouldn't I?
Get hold of Eileen. Don't tell her I told you, though. Go over there and lead him a dance. Just lead him a dance, that's all. See what he does. I want to see his reaction, that's all. I just want to see how he takes it.
What, in front of everyone else? In front
just
of...
Just talk to him. Talk to him. I don't mean anything else, do I?
What do I get if I do?
A toffee apple.
Oh, really? Thank you.
I'll take you for a ride in the car.
Hello, Mr. Ryan. Enjoying your party?
Oh, yes.
You dance well, don't you?
I was going in for the ballet once.
Go on.
Yeah, true. They offered me the leading part in Rigoletto when I was a boy soprano.
You're making it up.
Nah, he just irritates me, that bloke. I haven't got any time for a bloke like that.
He's just quiet, that's all.
Well, see if you can wake him up.
Well, Miss Turner, it hasn't taken you long to get to know everyone, has it?
Oh, no, Mr. King.
I've taken her under my wing, Mr. King.
So noticed.
Yeah, I've been teaching her all about mortality tables. I told her in case of fire or burglary, commission and damages come to her.
I'd hardly take Kedge's word as gospel, Mr. Turner.
You know I've got best interest of the firm at all.
Anyway, I'm thinking of moving on. You stay too long in a place, you'll go daft. After all, with my qualifications, I could go anywhere. Good night, Stokes. Well, I was saying, with my qualifications, I could go anywhere. I could go anywhere and be anything.
So could I?
Could you? And what qualifications have you got?
Well, I've got a few, you know.
Listen, do you know that Chelsea wanted to sign me up a few years ago? They had a scout dance in one of our games. They wanted to sign me up. And I'll tell you another thing as well. I could turn professional cricketer any day I wanted to, if I wanted to.
Then why don't you?
I don't want to.
You look lovely in white.
These people who talk about qualifications, they just make me laugh, that's all.
Oh, lovely. You're the loveliest thing on four wheels, Nana.
Well, I hope you'll both give the team soon yourselves. I think it's a very good thing that we've... the firm's got a football team and a cricket team, of course. So as we look on the lighter side of things too, don't you agree?
Oh, yes, Mr. King.
Yes, Mr. King.
Also gives a sense of belonging. Work together and play together. Office work can become so impersonal. Well, we like to foster something very different. You know what I mean.
Oh, yes, Mr. King.
Yes, Mr. King.
Are you interested in sailing, by any chance? Oh, you're quite welcome to come down to my boat at Poole any weekend. Do a bit of sailing along the coast.
Oh, thank you, Mr. King.
Thank you, Mr. King.
What about going over and cheering up old Albert?
For?
Well, he looks a bit gloomy, don't he?
Well, I want to go over. You go over.
No, come on. You come over.
For?
I'll cheer him up for a bit of fun.
Oh, you're awful.
Come on. Come on.
Can I fill your glass, Ryan?
Oh, yes.
Oh, mind if we join you?
Oh. Hello.
Enjoying the party?
What is it not gloomy about?
Oh, I'm not gloomy. I'm just sitting, drinking. I feel a bit tired, actually.
Why? What have you been doing?
Oh, nothing.
Well, you just said you were tired. Hey, move up. I'm on the edge.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, mind out. You're squashing me.
Oh, you squash her, she won't mind.
Joy.
Now, come on. Tell us what you're tired about.
Oh, just work, I suppose.
Oh, I've been working too. I'm not tired. I love work. Don't you, Arlene?
Oh, yes. I love work.
Oh, no. I'm not tired, really. I'm all right.
He looks tired.
You've been living it up. Women.
I'll bet.
Females.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, mind your drink. That's my best Tabitha.
He's not bad looking when you get close.
Quite nice when you get close.
Thanks for the compliment.
You got a flat of your own?
Nah, have you?
No.
You live with your mother, don't you?
Yes.
Does she look after you all right, then?
Yes, she, I'm just going to the bar.
So are we.
Me too.
Well, now then, everyone.
Just a minute, everyone. Can I have your attention?
Didn't make much impression, did you?
Oh, didn't I?
Just a moment, please.
Nice, Stokes. Pay attention, will you?
What?
Mr. King wants your attention.
I'd just like to propose a toast to our guest of honour, Mr. Ryan. Guinea, do me a favour.
Here's a gin, then.
Go and get Kedge out of the corner, will you? Now, as you know, we're all...
Kedge,
you what?
Mr. King wants to have you on at a party with your presence.
Sorry.
Mr. Ryan. We've all known Mr. Ryan for a very long time. Of course, I mean, I've known him myself much longer than anyone.
Oh, he's a jolly...
Wait! Very glad for your enthusiasm, Mr. Kedge. Your heart, I'm quite sure, is in the right place. But please allow me to toast Mr. Ryan first, and then the floor is all yours. Well, as I was saying, the whole department is here tonight to pay tribute to a man who, from time immemorial, has become, well, how shall I put it, the very core of our little community.
Yeah.
I remember Mr. Ryan sitting at his very own desk the first time my father brought me into the office. Good heavens!
What is it?
What's happened?
Arlene, what's the matter?
Someone touched me.
Touched you?
Someone touched me. Someone... What did he do?
Touched you? What did he do?
What did he do, Eileen?
He took a liberty.
Go on. Who did?
What are you looking at me for?
Good God.
What would he do? Touch her?
Yeah.
Where?
What are you looking at me for?
Please, how can we possibly...
Albert!
What do you mean?
How did she know it was Albert?
Wonder what he did. Made a jump, didn't he?
Now, look, wait a minute. This is all absolutely ridiculous.
Ridiculous, eh? I'll say it is. What do you think you're up to?
Yes, I was just standing there. Suddenly this hand...
I could tell he was that sort, couldn't we, Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
Come out here, Albert.
Don't pull me. What are you doing?
You know it was him.
Look, let go of me.
What are you pulling him for?
You keep out of this.
Oh, please, let me continue my toast, ladies and gentlemen. Really, you must settle this elsewhere.
We don't even know what he's supposed to have done.
I didn't do anything.
We can guess what he did.
Well, we are all collected here tonight in honour of Mr. Ryan and to present him with a token of our affection.
You snack.
Well, what did he do? What's he supposed to have done?
She doesn't know what she's talking about.
What's she supposed to have done, Eileen? Anyway.
Mind your own business.
Don't think she's going to tell you, do you?
Look, Seeley, why don't you shut up?
Don't you talk to me like that, Gidney. Don't worry about him, Seeley.
As I've been trying to say.
You come over here, Eileen. Sit down. She's upset, aren't you?
So would you be.
Miss Fix, would you mind composing yourself?
Composing myself?
Come outside a minute, Albert.
As I've been trying to say.
I'm listening, Mr. Gidney.
What?
I'm listening. I'm with you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, my boy.
I'm going anyway.
Wait a minute, Stokes.
What do you want?
I haven't been satisfied with your sort of behaviour for some time. You know that, don't you?
You haven't what?
For instance, there was that bloody awful game of football you played when you threw the game away last Saturday that I've got on my mind. Besides one or two other things.
Hey, look, Gidney, you're talking like a...
I've told you to keep out of this.
I'm going anyway.
Wait a minute. Let's have it out. What do you think you're up to?
Look, I've told you, I didn't...
What do you think you were doing with that girl?
I didn't touch her.
I'm responsible for that girl. She's a good friend of mine. I know her uncle.
Yeah, you've been so stupid, Gidney.
See, Lee, I can take you any day. You know that, don't you?
Go on.
Any day.
You can take me any day.
Any day.
Well, go on, then. Go on. If you can take me.
Silly.
No, if he says he can take me, if he can take me any day.
Kidney,
why don't you get back to the party?
I was telling you, Albert.
Stokes.
I was telling you, Albert, that if you're going to behave like a boy of 10 in mixed company...
I told you! My name's Stokes!
Don't be childish, Albert.
Look,
I've told you.
Good night. Go back and apologise.
What for?
For insulting a lady, mate. A lady. Something to do with breeding. But I suppose you're too bloody backward to know anything about that.
Talking right out of your ex.
Right out of the bowler.
No one invited you out here, did they?
Who invited you?
I'm talking to this man on behalf of the firm. Unless I get a satisfactory explanation, I shall think seriously about recommending his dismissal.
Oh, get out of my way, will ya?
Acting like an animal all over the place.
Move out of it.
I know your trouble.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. Sticks out a mile.
Does it?
Yes.
What's my trouble, then?
You're a mother's boy. That's what you are. That's your trouble. You're a mother's boy.
Leave him. Come on, stop it, Albert.
What in heaven's name is going on here?
Been a burglar. What would I have done then? Creeping up the stairs like that. Give anyone a fright. Creeping up the stairs like that. You leave me in the house all alone. Look at you. Look at your suit. What's the matter with your tie? It's all crumpled. I pressed it for you this morning. Well, I won't even ask any questions. That's all. You look a disgrace. What have you been doing? Mucking about with girls? Mucking about with girls, I suppose. Do you know what the time is? I fell asleep right here at this table waiting for you. I don't know what your father would say. Coming in this time of night, it's after 12 o'clock. In a state like that, drunk, I suppose. I suppose your dinner's ruined. Well, if you want to make a convenience out of your own home, that's your business. I'm only your mother. I don't suppose that counts for much these days. I'm not saying any more. If you want to go mucking about with girls, that's your business. Well, anyway, you'll have your dinner. You haven't eaten a single thing all night. I wouldn't mind if you found a really nice girl and brought her home and introduced her to your mother, brought her home for dinner. I'd know you were sincere if she was a really nice girl. She'd be like a daughter to me. But you've never brought a girl home in your life. I suppose you're ashamed of your mother. Come on, it's all dried up. I kept it on a low light. I couldn't even go up to Grandma's room and have a look round because there wasn't a bulb. You might as well eat it. What's the matter? Are you drunk? Where did you go? To one of those pubs in the West End? You'll get into serious trouble, my boy, if you frequent those places. I'm warning you. Don't you read the papers? I hope you're satisfied anyway. The house in darkness. I wasn't going to break my neck going down to that cellar to look for a bulb. You come home looking like I don't know what. Anyone would think you gave me a fortune out of your wages. Yes. I don't say anything, do I? I keep quiet about what you expect me to manage on. I never grumble. I keep a lovely home. I bet there's none of the boys in your firm better fed than you are. I'm not asking for gratitude, but one thing hurts me, Albert, and I'll tell you what it is. Not for years, not for years have you come up to me and said, Mum, I love you, like you did when you were a little boy. You've never said it to me without me having to ask you. Not since before your father died, and he was a good man. He had high hopes of you. I've never told you, Albert, about the high hopes he had for you. I don't know what you do with all your money, but don't forget what it cost us to rear you, my boy. I've never told you about the sacrifices we made. You wouldn't care anyway. Telling me lies about going to the firm's party. They've got a bit of respect at that firm. That's why we sent you there, to start off your career. They wouldn't let you carry on like that at one of their functions. Mr. King would have his eye on you. I don't know where you've been. Well, if you don't want to lead a clean life, that's your lookout. If you want to go mucking about with all sorts of bits of girls, if you're content to leave your own mother sitting here till midnight, and I wasn't feeling well anyway. I didn't tell you because I didn't want to upset you. I keep things from you. You're the only one I've got. But do you care? You don't care. You don't care. The least you can do is sit down and eat the dinner I've cooked for you, especially for you. It's shepherd's pie.
Watch your step! You see this clock?
Good evening. What are you doing? What are you doing out this time of night? I live just round the corner. Like to? It's chilly out here, isn't it? Come on. Slam the door. Shut it gently. I light the fire. Chilly out, don't you find? Have you got a match? Oh, please don't walk so heavily. Please. There's no need to let the whole house know you're here. Life's difficult enough as it is. Have you got a match?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, God, you'd think you'd have a match. I say, would you mind taking your shoes off? You're really making a dreadful row. Really. I can't bear noisy people. I know I had one somewhere.
I've got a lighter.
You can't light a gas fire with a lighter. You'd burn your fingers. Oh, where are the damn things? This is ridiculous. I'd die without the fire. Simply die. Ah, here we are. At last. Do you like this photo? It's of my little girl. She's staying with friends. Rather fine, isn't she? Very aristocratic features, don't you think? She's at a very select boarding school at the moment, actually. In Hereford. Very near Hereford. I shall be going down for the prize day shortly. You do look idiotic standing there with one shoe on and one shoe off. All lopsided.
Shit.
Do you mind not saying words like that?
I didn't.
I heard you curse.
My lace broke.
It's no excuse.
What did I say?
I'm sorry, I can't bear that sort of thing. It's just not in my personality.
I'm sorry.
It's quite all right. It's just something in my nature. I've got to think of my daughter too, you know. Come near the fire a minute. Sit down. Which do you prefer, electric or gas? For a fire, I mean.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, there's no need to be rude. It was a civil question. I prefer gas. Or a log fire, of course. They have them in Switzerland. Have you got a headache?
No.
I didn't realise you had a lighter. You don't happen to have any cigarettes on you, I suppose?
No.
I'm very fond of a smoke. After dinner, with a glass of wine. Or before dinner, with sherry. You look as if you've had a night out. Where have you been? Had a nice time?
Quite nice.
What do you do?
I work in films.
Films? Really? What do you do?
I'm an assistant director.
Really? How funny. I used to be a continuity girl, but I gave it up.
What a pity.
Yes, I'm beginning to think you're right. You meet such a good class of people. Of course, now you say you're an assistant director, I can see what you mean. I mean, I could tell you had breeding the moment I saw you. You looked a bit washed out, perhaps, but there was no mistake in the fact that you had breeding. I'm extremely particular, you see. I do like a certain amount of refinement. Do you see my point? Some men I couldn't possibly entertain, not even if I was starving. I don't want to be personal, but that word you used when you broke your lace, it made me shiver. I'm just not that type. Made me wonder if you were as well-bred as I thought. You do look hot. Why are you so hot? It's chilly. Yes, you remind me. I saw the most ghastly, horrible fight before. There was a man, one man, he was sweating. Sweating. You haven't been in a fight by any chance. I don't know how men can be so bestial. It's hardly much fun for women, I can tell you. I don't want someone else's blood on my carpet. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
It's not in the least funny. What are you looking at?
That's a nice big clock.
Yes, it's late. I suppose we might as well. Haven't you got a cigarette?
No.
I'm sure I have somewhere. Yes, here we are. I know I had. I have to hide them. The woman who comes in to do my room, she's very light-fingered. I don't know why she comes in at all. Nobody wants her. All she does is spy on me. But I'm obliged to put up with her. This room is serviced, which means I have to pay a pretty penny. It's a dreadful area, too. I'm thinking of moving. The neighbourhood is full of people of no class at all. I just don't fit in.
Is that clock right?
People have told me, the most distinguished people, that I could go anywhere. You could go anywhere, they've told me. You could be anything. I'm quite well educated, you know. My father was a military man in the army. Actually, it was a relief to speak to you. I haven't spoken to anyone for some hours. Oh, please, don't do that. Use your handkerchief. What on earth's the matter with you? What have you been doing tonight?
Nothing.
Really? Oh, excuse me. I haven't eaten all day. I had a tooth out. Hiccups come from not eating, don't they? Do you want one of these? I mean, I'm no different from any other girl. In fact, I'm better. These so-called respectable girls, for instance, I'm sure they're much worse than I am. Well, you're an assistant director. All your continuity girls and secretaries, I bet they're very loose. Do you know what I've actually heard? I've heard that respectable married women, solicitors' wives, go out and pick men up when their husbands are out on business. Isn't that fantastic? I mean, they're supposed to be respectable.
Fantastic.
Beg your pardon?
I said it was fantastic.
It is, you're right, it's quite fantastic. There's one thing, though. There's one thing that's always fascinated me. How far do men's girlfriends go? I've often wondered. Eh?
Depends.
Yes, I suppose it must. You mean on the girl?
What?
You mean it depends on the girl?
It would do, yes.
Quite possibly. I must admit that with your continuity girls and secretaries, I don't see why you had to approach me. Have you been on the town tonight, then, with a continuity girl?
You're a bit worried about continuity girls, aren't you?
Only because I've been one myself. I know what they're like. No better than they should be.
When were you?
Years ago. You're nosy, aren't you? Sometimes I wish the night would never end. I like sleeping. I could sleep on and on.
Yes. It's a nice clock.
Yes, you can see the station from here. All the trains go out right through the night.
A nice big clock.
I suppose we might as well. What are you doing? What are you doing with that clock?
Admiring it.
It's a perfectly ordinary clock. Give it me. I've seen too many people slip things into their pockets before now, as soon as your back's turned. Nothing personal, of course. But mind you, Ash, don't spill it all over the floor. I have to keep this carpet immaculate. Otherwise, the charlady, she's always looking for excuses for telling tales. Here, here's an ashtray. Use it, please. Sit down, sit down. Don't stand about like that. What are you staring at me for? Where's your wife?
Nowhere.
And what film are you making at the moment?
I'm on holiday.
Where do you work?
I'm a freelance.
You're rather young to be in such a high position, aren't you?
Huh?
You amuse me. You interest me. I'm a bit of a psychologist, you know. You're very young to be what you said you were. There's something childish in your face. Almost retarded. I do like that word. Now, I'm not being personal, of course. Just being psychological. Of course, I can see you're one for the girls. Don't know why you had to pick on me at this time of night. Really rather forward of you. I'm a respectable mother, you know, with a child at boarding school. You couldn't call me anything else. All I do, I just entertain a few gentlemen of my own choice, now and again. What girl doesn't? What do you think you're doing? You've dropped your cigarette. Pick it up. Pick that up, I tell you. It's my carpet. It's not my carpet. They'll make me pay. What are you doing? Let go! Treating my place like a pigsty. Let me go! You're burning my carpet.
Sit down.
How dare you?
Shut up. Sit down.
What are you doing?
Don't scream. I'm warning you. No screaming. I'll warn you.
What's the...
Be quiet. I told you to be quiet. Now you be quiet.
What are you going to do?
Don't muck me about. You see this clock? One crack with this, just one crack. Who do you think you are? You talk too much, you know that. You never stop talking. Just because you're a woman, you think you can get away with it. You've made a mistake this time. You've picked the wrong man. You're all the same, you see? You're all the same. You're just a dead weight round my neck. What makes you think... What makes you think you can... tell me? Yes. It's the same in this business about the light in Grandma's room. Always something. Always something. My Ash, I'll put it where I like. You see this clock? Watch your step. Just watch your step.
Stop this. What are you...
Watch your step. I've had just about enough. Get it? You know what I did? Don't be so frightened. I'm just telling you. That's all. You haven't got any breeding. She hadn't either. And what about those girls tonight? Same kind, and that one, I didn't touch her. As many qualifications as the next man. Let's get that quite straight. And I've got the answer to her. You see, tonight I finished the conversation. I finished her with this clock. One crack with this clock. Finished. Of course, I loved her, really. This is a photo of your daughter. Your daughter?
Leave that!
Is it?
Leave that! Don't! It's mine!
Class 3, classical, third prize, bronze medal, Twickenham competition, 1933. You liar. That's you.
It's not.
It's not your doll tie, it's you. You're just a fake, you're just all lies.
Scum, filthy scum.
Mind how you talk to me.
My daughter. My little girl.
Get up.
My little baby girl.
Get up.
No.
Get up. Up. Walk over there to the wall. Go on. Get over there, good as you're told. Do as I'm telling you. I'm giving you orders here. Stop.
What do you want me to do?
Just keep your big mouth closed for a start. Cover your face. Yeah, that's right. Come on. Come on. Pick up those shoes. Those shoes! Pick them up. That's right. Bring them over here. Come on. That's right. Put them on. On. Right on. That's it. That's it. That's more like it. That's more like it. Good. Lace them. Good. Oh, it's cold. It's freezing.
The fire's gone.
What's that? Looks like light. Oh, it's perishing. What a dump. It's not staying here. Getting out of this place. Get you. So you, bear that in mind. Mind how you talk to me. Buy yourself a seat. Buy yourself a seat at a circus.
I don't know what to say to you, Albert. To raise your hand to your own mother. You've never done that before in your life. To threaten your own mother. That clock would have hurt me, Albert. And you'd have been... I know you'd have been very sorry. Aren't I a good mother to you? Everything I do is for your own good. You should know that. You're all I've got. Look at you. You look washed out. Oh, you look. I don't understand what could have come over you. Listen, Albert. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to forget it. You see? I'm going to forget all about it.
We'll have your holiday in a fortnight. We can go away. We'll go away together. It's not as if you're a bad boy. You're a good boy. I know you are. It's not as if you're really bad, Albert. You're not. You're not bad. You're good. You're not a bad boy, Albert. I know you're not. You're good. You're not bad. You're a good boy. I know you are. You are, aren't you?
In A Night Out by Harold Pinter. Mrs. Stokes was played by Sheila Hancock. Albert Stokes by Jonathan Moore, and The Girl by Brenda Blethyn. Seeley was Sean Baker. Kedge was Oliver Hayden, and Gidney was Andrew Schofield. Horn was played by James Telfer, Mr. Ryan by Philip Anthony, Mr. King by John Fleming, and Joyce by Gilly Mears. Eileen was Melanie Hudson, Betty was Geraldine Fitzgerald, and Barrow was Matthew Morgan. Technical presentation was by Simon Moorcroft, and the production assistant was Charlotte Barker. A Night Out was directed for BBC World Service Drama by Hilary Norrish.